of the many stars of today. So Steve Redgrave is here.
I get nervous about some things. I'm probably nervous about getting the boat. It's been a while since I've went rowing. We've got a spare torch, a fire extinguisher with us in the boat, and a security guard.
Fifi is also very, very excited. I think she might have eaten a breakfast full of sugar this morning. Yeah, very excited.
One of the young rowers charged with rowing Sir Steve along the Thames here in Henley. Are you nervous?
Of course I'm nervous. I'm rowing with Steve Redgrave.
We have a torch. The police convoy has come through high-fiving children from Nettlebed School, and I can now see the torchbearer, Will Travis.
You'll hear the cheer here at Leander now as Sir Steve Redgrave, accompanied by the six young rowers, Maddie and Natasha up front and some of the guys from Leander behind, comes straight past like a little salute with the Olympic torch.
And here it is, the moment when the flame is transferred from one boat to another mid-water. It's come across this near side, but the two torches now are joining, and Sarah will head off down towards the boathouse at Dorney Lake.
Just as I parked my car, and she came up to me, and she bounded up to me, in fact, as I went over to the pay and display to try and insert my coins, and she said, "It's free today, because it's a special day, isn't it?" And off she scooted, and I thought, you know what? That's exactly what it's all about. Bissum, where we can join Tiffany Foster. Is it with you yet, Tiffany?
And I can see it! Oh my goodness, here it comes! And you can hear the excitement, it's fluttering. Here comes Bailey Reese. She's jogging gently.
And those screams you can hear are because the Olympic torch has reached Maidenhead Town Centre. We just had a lovely scene here. We had a double kiss. So what happened was that our recent torchbearer, Alexander Corridge, stopped to give his tiny baby daughter a kiss on his way down the 300 metres. And then he had the torch kiss where he passed the Olympic flame onto 64-year-old Mary Baker. And she's got both hands in the air.
Frankie, I did say before you got the flame, I said you're the coolest, the calmest, the most collected man inside Ascot Racecourse. A few nerves then?
Oh, a few nerves, yes. You know, obviously, you know, kind of the torch is a big responsibility. I didn't want to drop it or put it out. And
I had a lighter. Don't worry, I had a lighter.
I'm just getting the most wonderful cheery wave from none other than Heston Blumenthal. He's just handing the flame over to the next runner. You should have heard the screams when Heston took up the Olympic flame. He was running really quite fast. He's got these incredible bright fluorescent yellow trainers on, and he was cartwheeling with his arms as he went along. He was having a real party.
It feels amazing being chosen out of my year at Desborough School, and just having the Queen, speaking to the Queen, someone